Welcome everyone to Four Corners. My name is Kai. You can call me aka Codename Kai, aka Sardes. Today we are here with the lovely lady. She's a mystery. I just wanted to give you an important topic that I think we're going to discuss. If you want to go ahead, introduce yourself, and then we can get started.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Giselle. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Today, we have an amazing topic that we're going to be discussing, and it is a topic that has been a concern for so many people trying to find love.
Oh, boy. I don't think you want to go there, mama. You know, it's one of those topics that's like, I guess, I don't want to say it least favorable in the world of politics, in the world of sex, you know, excuse my French, in the world of everything. I don't know if people are still looking for love. Like, you know, in 2024, are people really start looking for love?
Absolutely.
We all thinking the world is going to end. How?
Absolutely. I have so many friends that are definitely very concerned about dating. And
wow. That's
one of it's today's topic. It's dating in 2024. How difficult it is to find the right person?
You think it's difficult?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it just we're just hard headed, you know? We live in a generation where women are doing so much now, right? They're working, you know, they got the higher up jobs. A lot of them are working corporate. I mean, they're CEO, CFOs, doctors and lawyers. And I guess they're just deciding like, hey, you know what? I don't really want this BS anymore. I can do whatever that I want, you know? Like, do I really want to date? I feel like that's the outcome that we're dealing with in 2024. And then men are just like more chill. Like they're not even concerned about trying anymore, you know? When like my father used to try, you know, the flower era is gone. You know what I mean? Like you bring flowers and dating, and I feel like it's completely gone. And dating now is just, to me, I feel like it's boring. I can't do it. Like I'm not single, by the way. If I was single, I'm taken. So please do not ask me.
Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert when
both.
It comes to dating?
Both, because you have to be, right? You have to be both. Like if we have to differentiate between the older generation, right, and Gen Z, or you know anyone within what Gen Z would be like 2004 and up, or one of those.
Yeah,
I think.
Around
yeah.
the range. Yeah.
So when you look at the way that they're dating, they're used to technology, right? We are technology. Millennials, we know technology. I mean, we see a birth. I mean, Gen Z don't even understand anything about cities. I don't even think they know what a vinyl is, right? They have no idea what a city is. They have no idea what a cassette. I mean, there's a thing they don't, you know, you tell them, you have a conversation with them, they're so confused about it. It's like, what is this? Is this like the 30s or something? So for them, dating, everything is online, you know?
Yeah.
You've got so many apps out there. They're available for them to have access
to. Used to not exist back in the day. Like, what's going on with like the
saying.
Normal dating? And,
right.
You know, let me
but
take you out.
Just done.
Let me buy you a coffee. Let's
I
meet at the coffee
but
shop.
Mama,
what's going
again,
on?
Again, the woman. It's not. I don't think it's the man. I feel like men
oh,
are
really?
Lazy. I think men were just more chill now. Like we don't like we're not even trying anymore at
and
this
which
point.
Is so sad.
And it is
very sad.
It
actually
really is.
Yesterday I had a conversation with one of my closest friends and we were discussing this for her she's trying to find the right partner. It's been a while for
good
her
luck,
to,
sister.
To actually you know get just those normal contemporary men where they you know, do the first step, which is like ask you out and then
don't go to church.
You know, go to a normal day. And one of the things that she expressed yesterday, this is what she said to me. She said, people are sleeping with each other. Right now in this era with dating in 2024, it has become so depressing. People are not even marrying each other. Everybody's just being...
I want to know who's sleeping with each other.
Entertained.
That's what I'm curious about.
There's people that are married. They are talking to another woman. There's people that are... you know, men that are sleeping with other women as well. So it's becoming this this uncomfortable.
I don't think it's uncomfortable
situation where. Nor, some of the people that are still believe in love, some of the people that still believe that there's a woman out there that still likes the traditional, the old school traditional dating, it's, you know, it's
I just want to know what planet she's for, because this is not, it doesn't seem like, she, you know, whoever this person is from Earth, you got to be from Mars or something, or Jupiter. What are you, from Star Wars? What the heck is going on? You want a traditional marriage in 2024? Good luck.
You know, I believe that there's still, you know, for my people out there that still believe in love, that's still trying to find the right man or the right woman, keeping you, stay focused to who you are and your authenticity. And I'm telling you, your people will find you. You will find the right man. You will find the right woman.
Well, all I can tell you, your people is out there living the best life. I can tell you that. They are out there doing, I don't want to tell you what they're doing, but guess what? They're trying to get it out of their system right now. I can tell you that. And it's not that I don't believe in traditional marriage. Please, I never say that, right? I am one of the people that are deaf. As much as I love technology and I love all the stuff that's out there today, I'm also very traditional. But let me tell you something. Men are not traditional anymore, even women. I can tell you that. So if you're waiting for a traditional person, you're going to be waiting forever. I feel like ever since COVID,
yes,
we just really all sat back.
Yes.
Like, I hope it's not just me. Like, I feel like ever since COVID happened, we all just sat back and said, do I really want this?
Everybody call it the big reset.
I'm trying to tell you, it's such a reset. You know what I'm more scared about? I don't want, okay, I'm not going to say his name. The guy that just did the who has new robots now, Mr. Elon. I'll just say his name, whatever, Elon. Mm-hmm. Now he's got robots. What makes you, like, I would not be surprised if we have machines out there. Well, you can do what not, no, if you know what I'm talking about.
Lord,
but it's
have
like,
mercy.
But all I'm saying is it's like we're losing each other. We're so focused on everything else that, such as like money, right? That's what a lot of women and men are looking at. Well, mostly women. Money. Do you have money?
What are you bringing to the table? That's the
no. I think
that's the question
just
now. What are you bringing to the table,
Mama? I'm telling you, it's just money. Nowadays, women are all about money. If you're not making 100K figures, they don't even want to have a conversation with you.
It's sad.
You know.
It's very
so and
sad.
Then it's
when
it
back in
sad.
The day used to be, you know, where you at. How much you're making? Let's make it work. Let's make it happen. We both build
but we
each other.
We don't have the patience anymore.
Assist each other. We both grow together. But
so I mean, who do we blame for this though? We can't really blame anyone for this. Whatever that we've decided to do with love.
No, I feel social media has been such an amazing tool to assist us in learning and developing other skills.
Wait a minute. Pause. Pause. You think social media is teaching us about love? You better not say that.
It's teaching us so many things to the point that is helping us, but it's also damaging us.
I feel like social media it's a lot. I'm sorry.
It is a lot.
It is a lot. Let me ask you something, Mama. What do you think is love to you? Now we're going to get very deep.
Ooh.
I'm very curious. What do you think it's love?
I believe love is a form of expression where you had the capacity to, you know, have sympathy in any layers of sadness, any layers where you actually need some type of comfort, someone that actually understands you, listens to you, support you, guide you, encourage you, motivate you.
Okay.
I mean, for me, that is love.
Okay. Can you see love?
Absolutely.
Really?
No, absolutely no.
Call it, you can't see it, right?
No.
Can we smell it?
No.
So we can't. So we technically can, but really cannot explain love. We don't know what it smells like.
And we also have to understand everybody has a different perception
that's
of what love
true.
Is.
Yeah, but I have
based on their perspective.
But I have a point for this. I have a point where I'm going with this. So basically, in a way that people that are listening, so we can kind of sum up love in a way that we want to sum it up our way, right?
Yeah.
And then we don't know what it smells like, right? Of course. We think love is red because, again, that's just what they thought us. Love is red, whatever. We don't know what it sounds like. No one knows what love sounds like. Do you know what love sounds like? I have no idea what love sounds like. We don't know. So we don't know what it sounds like. We don't know what it smells like, but we just know that it exists. Absolutely. Right? Would you say love, it's somehow almost spiritual in a way? Because we don't know the mystery of it, in a sense.
That's a very good question.
Kind of like sex. I also think sex is a mystery.
Yes.
Like it's like I feel like sex and love is like two things are a mystery. We can't really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, but it just makes us feel as a certain way that we really cannot explain. Now those feelings, of course, scientifically, mm-hmm. you know, you have those feelings that you feel, sweat mm-hmm. or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down, if you think about it, right? I feel like we need to stop putting love in a box, in parentheses.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the way that I see it, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like as human being, we've put love in a box, in parentheses, so much.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know. That's why things are happening what they're happening today.
Yeah. People are putting their conditions.
Yes.
You know, well, if you don't give me this,
sanitizing it,
then, you know, I won't be able to add this way.
That's
so
the point.
So there's a contract. So we're talking more about having a contract love and not really
So that's
being
my point.
Love.
That's my point of love. It's just that human beings have put so much parenthesis around, you know, love. We've boxed it. We've bleached it with so many different things. It's like it's now at the point where we don't even know what it is because we've lost touch.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was like, one of the reason why I was looking at the different, you know, subjective of love when it comes to, you know, being authentic about love, the old generation, right? It's you know, they had often more of a deeper conversation when it comes to love because they wanted to understand it. I mean, shoot, there were music that were made where people were crying for love.
Oh yeah,
you know, please come back to me. Like, oh my God, in today's world, what man do you see that's crying for love? None. So I think it's like, I'm not saying that the older generation figured it out in a sense. I'm just saying that the older generation have the patience to at least try to understand love.
Absolutely. A little bit more appreciation.
They didn't
too.
Put in apprentices, you know, it was just out in the open. You know, they enjoyed it. They took care of it. But I just feel like even millennials, I blame millennials. I don't blame Gen Z when it comes to love. I'm sorry. I am blaming millennials.
They
ruined
the whole concept of love and dating. That's why we're here talking about this topic.
We're definitely millennials. We will ruin love. I feel like what Gen Z is doing today, they're just saying, okay, well, if you guys did it, we're going to do it better, but just differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they have technology, right? And then they're not overly too control of love like millennials were. We're very control of it, like controlling in a sense. That's how I feel.
Do you think maybe there's some type of fear when it comes to dating now in 2024? People don't 100%. Want to compromise.
No one
there's
wants
a
to compromise.
Fear of not feeling I want to compromise to this person
right.
because I don't want to get hurt.
But Mama, the reason why people are not doing that, it's called options.
Mm-hmm.
We're keeping options. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why in 2024 so many men and women have options. Well, I don't know about this, but I'm going to have options. Like, people have option A all the way to Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? So I understand why they have to, but at the same time, it's like, why can't you give love a chance? And again, anyone that if you're in a controlling, abusive or harassment relationship, please get out. That's not what I mean by it.
Please.
No. All I'm saying in a sense, like, give love a chance.
Absolutely.
Don't rush it. Right.
Absolutely.
Don't like go to the park. I mean, shoot, you don't need to spend money. Walk around. Our grandparents was doing that. They were not. They didn't have money to spend.
Yeah.
But they had parks to go to.
Yes.
You know, they went to the movies.
They find a way.
Yeah. They just talked.
Yes.
Sometimes talking, it brings a sense of a spiritual calmness to the energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're going to figure out if this is your person.
If that's your person.
But today, you know, with in 2024, we're so rushed. Like, you know, I'm not going to say the word that I was going to say, but it's like we all so lusty.
Yes.
You know, L-U-S-T. We are all just very lusty.
Yes.
Like that's what love has become from us. Nothing but lust.
Yes.
It's like you can smell it in the air. You can't go. And even church, the church ain't safe, y'all. the church ain't safe. And I'm just saying what I'm saying. Even Lord, you trying to go to mercy. Church, it's still lusty.
Yes.
You know, you got the pastor looking at you a different way. Like, what is you here to preach? You looking at somebody? No.
Yes.
You can't even go meditate without somebody being lusty. And I feel like we've put more lust into love.
Yeah.
And it's lost its value.
And we're putting a condition on love. Yes. And love shouldn't have a condition.
It's exhausting.
If you're not ready to go through pain,
yeah,
then you're not ready to, yeah, to fall in love.
Yeah.
It's a risk that all of us have to, yeah, take.
I'm going to give an example. Like one of the person that I work with who's a Gen Z, 23 years old, was dating a guy. First, you know, they started talking, kind of like, mm-hmm, conversation, because she, I'm very traditional. So like, hey, like they went to the park and talked and then dated for 6 months. They went on vacation to Puerto Rico. Guess what he did when,
oh,
they came,
God,
back?
Oh, my God.
Ghost. Ghost.
Wow.
Literally, he was gone.
Wow.
Text blocked. And then she just like, what the heck?
Wow.
6 months? I give you 6 months. And then he said, now I am not dating anymore, Ginger. That was her. She's like, Ginger, ah, toxic. So it created, oh, this,
wow,
trauma where she's like, I don't want to touch anything else.
I don't want to deal
and
with
I'm
this
And I'm like, no,
anymore.
Don't say that. And again, it's just because we've welcomed that. And,
yes,
men too. And I feel like women too have set this bar so high, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with setting the bar high. But if you set it so high and then you get older and then you can't find a man and then, mm-hmm, you think you're going to find a man in your 40s, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to find a man in your 40s.
Absolutely.
Same thing with the men too. Stop, you know.
Being so picky.
Yeah.
Stop being so picky.
That goes for the men too. And men, please be more patient. Y'all just, man, we're not patient anymore.
No.
We're really not.
No.
Like, we're ready to move on to the next
you
thing too.
You guys are not willing to put
because
the work.
There's so many
either.
Women out there. Mm-hmm. There's so many women out there with little skirts and everything. Again, lust, because men can't control himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having all these multiple partners. It's confusing.
Like I
it's
said before,
confusing.
Everybody's sleeping with each other,
yeah,
and using each other. And there's, you know, we're losing hope when it comes to dating. And I'm very sad of how this new generation is transitioning,
yeah,
you know.
It is, but it's I mean, I think it's good too for the experience of it too, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm very curious how things will look like 10-20 years from now, because, mm-hmm, you know, every decade things seems to change. Mm-hmm. And I have faith in the next generation. I don't want them to be traditional. I don't want them to be authentic. I don't want them to be like the Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping the next generation to come after the Gen Z have a sense of, okay, they definitely mess everything up. So,
yes,
how are we going to change this perspective and you know, do things right, right?
Yes.
And again, I'm not here to blame anyone. I'm not saying that we're like any generation has done so many wrongs.
Absolutely.
You know, we have ruined love completely.
Absolutely.
I mean, even our grandmother were dealing with so many abuse too back then,
mm-hmm,
too, and they had to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, getting beat up and then you have to think, well, I'm getting beat up, but there's kids involved, so I'm going to have to stick, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also appreciate how the new generation is more like, I am not taking that from you. Like, one thing that seems abusive or anything, I got to,
yes,
go. Like,
yes,
you're not that special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not that perfect neither.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate the fact that, you know, at least there's change coming.
Yes.
But it's going to take time. But right now, we're in such a horrible bubble.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
I also feel that we're not taking the time to heal.
But
we're
no
not
one
taking,
is.
We're not taking the time to heal. Everybody is just jumping from one relation
and
to another
so
to
so
get
true.
To get some comfort or,
yeah,
some support or some type of need. But we're not taking the time to process things and
but
just
I think,
heal.
Mama, I think Gen Z is definitely going to, like, they're doing therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think there's,
yeah,
some hope?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of hope for them. I feel like anyone that's like 20 right now,
mm-hmm,
a lot of them are saying, okay, there's something wrong. Let me go take care of this. Like, let me go to therapy. Let me figure it out. Like, they're even though they're sort of like excluded, you know, but they're still trying to figure out, okay, something's wrong with me. I need to go take care of this, which that's where my hope is.
Yes.
I'm really hoping for them. I'm just more scared because they really are pushing technology so much that,
yes,
which is okay, right? I mean, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We can't stop it anymore. But I want to make sure that we're taking care of this earth, because, the earth, this earth that's our ancestors have left us, or all the other generation have left us. We got to take care of it.
Absolutely.
We gotta give it love too, because it needs love too. Absolutely. You know, love, it's just not loving one another. Love is also respecting nature, respecting each other, of course, respecting everything that exists. That's part of love.
That's part of love.
And we're not doing a really good job at that.
Absolutely.
You know, we're just so focused on lust. We're not focusing on the aspect of it and everything that comes with it. We got to take care of Mother Earth, because she's also getting tired. That is part of the love that we have to take care of. I mean, she's suffocating, and we're not doing so much of that. We got to respect, we got to give love to our animals. We got to give love to everything that exists, you know, and we're not doing any of that. And I'm just hoping, you know, that there's some change. And I know now it sounds very sad. Sorry, I'm getting so sad about this. Yeah. It just makes me sad. Like, I was lucky enough to find my significant other, which is amazing. But it's like, I will hope that everybody will experience love.
Absolutely.
You know, in their own perspective way, right? Even if it's not perfect. But my hope that I just want people to experience love the way that I think. It may not be authentic, but at least it's nurturing in the way that they want it to be.
Absolutely.
But it just like, it makes me sad how things are going nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes me so sad. We have so, not just so broken family, but we just have so much going on where love is like, it's hanging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hanging. Like, there's no more L in love. Mm-hmm. Now it's just off.
Oh.
Like the L, I don't know what a love. I don't know what an L is. It makes me sad. It makes me sad.
God have mercy for all of us.
It makes me really sad just to think about.
Yeah.
What would you say if you were to give any advice between the old generation, right, and the new generation? What would you say?
Honestly, I will go back to healing. I will go back to make sure that if you're coming from any type of relationship that was toxic, just take your time.
Right.
Take your time. You know, take your time. Make sure that the first love in your life is you first.
Very true. Take care
of you. Make sure that the first love in your life is you first. Once you love yourself, once you spend time with yourself, once you allow these emotions to go through you so you can heal and understand, also learn the lessons, right? Yeah. Because every experience that we go through brings a lesson for us to learn. And then once you go through that, just take your time and just set boundaries. Set your boundaries. Boundaries are very important. That's what is going to determine how you're going to continue, you know, dating. How are you going to do dating now? How, based on your boundaries, you know? I'm not saying set so many boundaries where you're not leaving room for others to get to know you or meet you, but at least set some realistic boundaries where you know where your self-love and your self-value is, and then you also allowing others to come to you, you know, and that will be probably the first step that I'll recommend everyone to go through. Just spend your time in understanding also what is that you want.
Yeah.
I feel sometimes when it comes to dating, people go
don't know what they want.
And I've been seeing so many, you know, videos on social media, which most of them are funny, but where, you know, people meet and, you know, once they start establishing a conversation, they say, well, you know, at this point, I like you, but at this point, you know, I'm not ready to be with no one.
Right,
you know, they already put it in on the table, right? So it's like, why are you spending time with this person who is also putting time in you, and you're not respecting their feelings and you're not respecting their time? So I would say, you know, during your time of healing, make sure that as you trying to figure it out, who are you, where you at, what you're looking for, set your boundaries and make sure that you know what you want.
Yeah.
So then when you're seeking for that partner, your expectations are met.
Well, I hope they're not waiting forever.
Let's hope not.
I just hope they're not waiting forever.
Like I said, I still have hope. And
I do too.
And if you have to, if you have to move, if you have to go to another region, and a different
too.
Area, just maybe see, travel a little bit.
You just say something so important.
Yes.
If you have to move, if you have to find a different
yes.
background, just a different environment,
yes.
do it. See, that's very important because a lot of us are not doing that. And
absolutely.
We're just stuck there.
And, we stay stuck. You know, and we also set so many boundaries of I want it tall, I want
yeah.
it, you know, with long hair, blue eyes, and it's you're literally not allowing yourself to be open to get to know other people with other cultures that can bring
I want
different...
it to be a, I want to miss 6 days ready to die so I can take all the money. I am just kidding, it's a joke. Guys, it was just a joke. I want them all to be in their 20s. Said all young and successful. No, good luck.
I want a prince good from luck. Dubai.
A prince from Dubai. Good luck. Because the prince from Dubai, let me tell you, he also have a culture. So you better respect that culture.
Absolutely.
I mean, what would you say when it comes to like the younger generation about like dating? What would you say? Like, are you thinking maybe like the same? I mean, in the world of technology, and
yes.
a lot of them are also focusing in like their career.
Yes.
They're not really thinking about dating yet. They're thinking about dating, but it's like dating for them. It's like they're just fun, lust,
yes.
right? They're not putting that, like it's not in their resume.
Absolutely.
Right? Where for them, their resume, it's mostly like, how do I get rich?
Absolutely.
That's where it is, I
yeah.
feel like, in the newest generation.
Yeah.
Like, how do I get rich? What would you say?
I think for the new generation, stay
yeah.
focused on what, it's important.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's okay for you to, you know, navigate through your seasons
right.
and enjoy yourself here and there because
right.
we all need to have
we
those
are,
type of experiences.
Let me tell you, we are human. Yeah.
And that's okay.
Right.
But like you said before, yeah. The new generation is taking the time to go to therapy,
yeah.
you know, to heal. I'm listening
sure.
to this new generation. Most of them are coming with a very mature mentality in a way that they know a little bit more what they're looking for. Some
right.
of them are not ready to settle. Some of them or just want to be by themselves and focus on career and
like
money and other stuff. And others are just really looking to, you know,
yeah.
just, you know,
I definitely think there's a 50-50 when it comes to the new generation.
Yes.
You know, I've seen some that still have that traditional because that's how they were brought up. They still have that traditional value. And then I've seen some where it's like, well, I don't care. Like, I'm ready to do whatever I want. And then I've also seen where some are like, okay, I want to go to school. I want higher education. And then once I'm like 25, then I can start thinking about having a family.
Yes.
And a lot of them are not even thinking about kids, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking about kids at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I see marriage, but like kids, eh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's becoming almost, I don't want to say taboo, but it's like, I feel like with the new generation, kids are like, I don't see that conversation.
Yes.
I really don't. Which, again, there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong
yeah.
with that. But it's like, if you don't want kids, that's fine. A lot of them just don't have that mindset where I want kids. It's
mm-hmm.
more like, I want a career. And then once I get old, but I said, I'm like, nice. But it's like, what are you leaving?
What are you
like,
leaving?
You know,
what's your legacy?
When life is gone, like, what are you leaving? You got to leave something, right?
Yes.
So I think that's, like, my only outcome when it comes to that. It's, like, a lot of them are very career-oriented, and,
mm-hmm.
and they want money. They want the higher education. Absolutely. Get it.
Yes.
Go get it. I will never stop anyone getting their higher education.
Absolutely.
And then you also have those who are, you know, and shout out to Autobind for that, you know?
Yeah.
And then you also have those who are like, well, I don't want to go to school. Instagram. I want to be an Instagram model. Excuse me? Instagram model? Okay.
Influencers.
Let me just chill. I just feel like when it comes to that one, it's I don't know how I feel about it. I have mixed feelings.
I think
they're the one that scared me the most.
I think, you know, if you are,
and I'm pointing fingers, by the way.
Because I feel influencer can cover so many things, you know. I mean,
they're just doing it
you
all.
Know, if you're an influencer who your purpose and your mission is to guide and assist and help others,
right?
Because you know that's the content that you put
on
your social media.
So you have to have some kind of mission,
and then
course.
You know, yes, you are influencing others by guiding them to, you know, make better decisions and you know, do better things. But if you're a simple influencer who's just posting a lot of nonsense things,
I know,
and it's you know, it's like it's like what's the point? You know, you for me, that's where I'm like,
Yeah, I'm not a, I don't want to say, like, I don't dislike them. It's not like I'm not a fan. It's just some of the thing that the so-called, I quote, influencer do. It lives at this distasteful thing. And like, I don't know. It's such a, and again, I don't want, please do not take this in a negative way. It's just that they're, a lot of them are ruining, you know, other, like the generation that are like trying to focus on what's important to them, like college and everything, and get their higher degrees. And then after that, and it's like, they're just this influencer or, you know, they're kind of, to me, they're kind of ruining like social media in a way.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Yes.
I really don't like
it. You know,
it.
When
it
comes
I work up, really hard.
Yeah.
Listen, 10 years, my resume is 10 years. All right. I've been a creative director for so long. I've worked with everybody. You know, I've worked with some of the best, amazing people ever. My social media is crazy. But then here comes some influencer with a little, you know, little lingerie, like, hi, I'm a model. You've never trained to be a model. Excuse me? Go sit down somewhere. Then again, this is not an insult. It's just, there are those that are working hard or doing their thing.
Absolutely.
And then somebody out of nowhere just comes in and then, you know, just acts up and then gets 100,000 followers. I don't like that.
Absolutely.
I work hard for my followers.
And again, you know, it's the social media.
And I'm not trying to be a bully. I'm just being honest.
It's like I said, you know, if you are an influencer who your mission is to put positive content and, and motivate and encourage people to do good things.
So they should.
Go for it. You know, go for it. But, you know, we have so many also influencers in social media that are destroying the beauty of dating.
Yes.
You know, the beauty of dating.
They're
giving you so many wrong tools on how to date or how to get your prince from Dubai or how to get, you know, a rich man. You know, it's we're not helping the
prince, new. I want a princess from Dubai. Come on now. I don't want to work forever. I want a princess from Dubai. Come on now. It's not, if it was that easy, I wish it was that easy.
And, you know, so I think it's what we're doing in social media with some of these influencers trying to kind of, you know, bring all this negative content. That's where am I? Why? You know, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
You know,
do you think social media should have like some kind of like restriction on a certain age? I see so many kids on social media.
I mean,
too.
All social media.
We're going to come back to love, by the way. This is just, it's part of the conversation, please.
Yes.
We're not trying to go to social media or anything. It's part of like conversation with everything that we're seeing too. They're just, you know, love is exposing so many things, and I feel like this is, you know, half
absolutely.
Of it too.
Absolutely. Well, you know, with, you know, all the social media has been set up in a way that it has some age restriction right now. So, but yet, it's the amount of information that is still it's still available for anyone,
you know,
regardless.
We're gonna keep this in parentheses so we don't get backtracked. I feel like now we're jumping into like social media and other stuff. I feel like this is just a different conversation.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
go
just
there,
finishing when it comes to social media. I just want to tell to everyone who is listening, just be careful out there with the information that you. Listening, be careful there with information that you're watching, you know. You're the one who's control of the things that comes to you. You're the one who is in control with the things that you listen to.
Yeah.
So, you know, as the same way you have control of those things, make sure you filter everything. That's why we use filters, right? When we have the capacity to filter any type of bad language or, you know, nonsense videos, anything that it's not towards, you know, the version of you that you're trying to create. Again, it's all that is going to either be a benefit for you or it's going to take away from you.
Gotcha.
Again, this all goes with dating. You know, if you always in an environment where you have friends, you have neighbors, all the information that you see on social media is all negative. They're talking bad about women. They're also talking bad about men. They make it so difficult and toxic.
Mama, you're getting too patient. You're getting way too out there. Let's put this in parentheses.
I feel like
this is such a it's a really good topic. I like it. But I really want to go back to love.
No, absolutely. Yeah. But it goes back to what I'm saying when it comes to dating.
I see. Okay.
If you continuing being in an environment that is toxic, if you continue watching and listening the information that you have access to, also is going to determine the amount of decisions you make on the daily basis based on the people that you pick, on the people that you choose to date.
Okay.
Because your environment's always telling you, well, girls are always easy. Men, they don't care.
Right.
You know, it's 50-50 when it comes of, you know, on our first day, you're going to pay, you pay 50, I pay 50. And then you come in with all this mentality that it's information that has been, that you've been consuming, that is also changing your perspective about women and men, then you will always end up dating the same amount of people because you have been programmed to do that.
Okay.
So that's all. That's what I want to encourage everyone out there who's trying to date. You know, either you use an app on your phone, either you use you know, any type of social media platform. It doesn't matter. Be careful with information you consume and make sure that you find different tools to be able to do better when it comes to dating. Because again, it's difficult.
All right. So now I want to get to all the juicy stuff now. Mm-hmm. We've got probably just a little bit of time, but I really want to get to all the juicy stuff. Do you think when it comes to like love itself, right? When we love, do you think, let's just say an aspect of dating, right? You find love and you have that guy that you think is the guy. Do you think you should give out the cookie?
Absolutely no. I'm old school on that.
So you think you shouldn't give out the cookie?
You should wait.
No.
You should wait.
You should wait on giving out the cookie.
You should definitely wait because
no.
You know, for me, I think it's like we the whole concept of like yes, you know, we met and we both know.
But
that
why are the new both, generation are giving out the cookie so fast, Mama?
No, they're not leaving.
Crumbling.
They're not leaving.
We got nothing but scrambles.
They're breaking the ice too fast, and there's no mystery.
So, do you think
there's
that's
no
part
mystery.
Of the problem, though?
Yes,
when it comes to love,
I do believe that that's part of the problem. Hmm. If you make it also too easy,
right?
You again, you're not leaving room for any mystery.
But I'm also blaming us men. We're not patient.
Well, you
anymore.
Guys are not patient. But we're also I'm blaming waiting. on the women too, because we're not teaching you guys how to be patient.
But who should teach women that? No one should. This is something they should know. No? You think?
I feel that, you know, you shouldn't give your cookie on the first day.
Okay.
Come on, girls. Come on.
All right.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Like, what I mean, going on?
Love, that's what love has become. That's what we were just saying. Love has become lust in 2024, you know?
I wouldn't call that love. I would call that more like an attraction. Easy, poof, poof.
Cannot believe
it. A quick release.
That's hilarious. You heard that, a quick release. That's so funny. If you were to, let's just say between now and the next, like, 10-20 years, right? When it comes to the aspect of love, what would you think you want to leave to the next generation?
All those values that we have forgotten.
Well, they're not keeping any of our values. So,
and again,
how?
That's why I'm so concerned about this new generation.
You know,
we're not respecting people's time.
Okay.
We're not respecting people's emotions.
Okay.
We're not respecting people's, perceptions when it comes to things. So I think that's very important. How are we going to be able to build a healthy relationship and potentially, you know, be able to, you know, build something beautiful where those boundaries and those values hasn't been set from the first day?
I would love to have a guest and really
more of a professional guest to speak on this topic.
I think it's so important. It's a very important topic to, you know, yes. to have, and it's about time too, you know.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll figure out a guest, you know.
Yes,
more of
we'll definitely have a guest next time.
Yeah,
on our
to
next
have this
topic.
Conversation. I think it's very. I like this topic.
Absolutely.
You know? Because I feel like this topic is going to sort of, I don't want to say eliminate, but it's going to keep a lot of us, you know, older generation, new generation, like maybe give us a sort of. Je ne sais quoi, like a sort of like answer that maybe that we need.
Absolutely.
Right?
And just also the the right tools.
Yeah.
That because some of us, we don't even know how to date.
That's true.
We
too.
Don't even know what so to true. Do on the first
but
date.
You can't really teach dating though.
We don't. I wouldn't say that we cannot teach dating, but we at least get to understand.
I listened to my uncles when it came to dating.
How to behave on the first dating.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know what I mean? Maybe let's switch it that way.
But I also feel like it's the people that we value, that we appreciate, that also are ruining it for us, right? Because like for me, like it was my grandmother, and then it was my uncle that like kind of gave me the perspective of love. And I grew up around women. So, like, for me, I've always been like, hey, you got to listen, man. Just listen.
Yes.
If she's talking,
that's
just
the key.
Listen. Don't
that's
do anything. Don't say anything. Just listen.
That's the
Trust
key.
Trust me. Just listen. You look her in the eye and just go, uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are the key word. Uh-huh.
You're being taught good.
Yes. Okay. If you
Shout out to your family.
Just those three things. I'm telling you, whatever you want, she's going to cook. She's going to bake. She's going to clean the house. She'll do whatever that you
just
need.
Listen.
She will pay the bills. Just listen. But now I feel like a lot of men today don't want to do that. Men don't have the patience.
They don't have
the patience anymore
to listen, and not even to be able to hold space for that, which is very sad.
We're getting broke. Men are getting broke, but we're getting smarter too, though. We're definitely getting smarter.
I have faith on that. I definitely
you
have faith
so?
On that. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like for me, I'd rather focus more on the woman than the man. Because,
what do you mean?
Because, I mean, like, the women are that's gold, man. That is gold. We can't do anything without the woman.
Yes.
You know? That's gold right there. That is a rare, a very unique resource that we have. We have, I don't want to use the word product. We have this product that was given to us that we're not taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped taking care of. And now they've decided to say, you know what? I can do what you can do too.
Mm-hmm.
When it shouldn't be like that.
That's
there is, women are not built that way.
Yes.
You know, a woman is not built, she's a product of us. So she's not built in a way to tell another man, like, I can do what you're doing. She's not built like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, a woman loves to be catered to.
Yes.
She loves to be taken care of.
Yes.
When a woman is being taken care of, I'm telling you, man, it just brings, you don't understand, what you're doing is you're transforming something out of her she has never experienced. And
yes.
That also goes to man.
Absolutely.
When a man has found that woman, there's nothing more motivating to him than, like, he'll move mountains.
Yes.
Let me tell you, he is going to move anything. If he has to go to Mars, he will go to Mars. Absolutely. And find the rarest water to bring back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we're equal.
Yes.
We are equal. It's not even a question of 50-50. We're just equal.
Absolutely.
You cannot put a number. Please stop putting the number to everything. Well, we're 50-50,
Shouldn't.
Everything. No, there's
Never.
Not such thing as 50-50. You are equal. You were
yes.
created equally.
Yes.
Right? Just like I need my woman, she also needs me.
Yes.
I can't give birth on my own. No.
Absolutely.
A woman cannot do that on her own either. A woman
Absolutely.
Can say, well, I can do this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with science.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with
mm-hmm.
science you can. Mm-hmm. But if you take all the science and all this other stuff out, mm-hmm. you can't do it. So we are equal. We need each other on this earth.
And that's why
we can't even leave. I'm like, we can't go anywhere.
Yes.
We keep trying to go to Mars and it's not happening. But that's because we need each other. We are each other.
Yes.
Right? We are each other because
it's so
important.
We complement each other.
We really do.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for any other race or whatever that you believe in. We are all here on this earth, we can't go anywhere.
Yes.
So please, we've got to compromise when it comes to the aspect of love.
You have to compromise.
We're just not compromising.
Say that again.
We have to compromise.
Yes.
Dating sucks in 2024.
Yes.
My friends are so frustrated.
People are not willing to compromise. People are not willing to put their emotions out there. They don't want to get hurt.
And by the way,
leaving this stage of fear.
This is not just for hetero men. It also gay for even for gay men too, by the way, and women. And any type of relationship out there.
It's really happening. Yes.
This is not just for the hetero. No, yes. It goes to all the other beings that believe in what they believe in. Love, it just doesn't exist anymore. Like one of my friends who I love to death is gay, and he even tells me, I can't find a good man. And I'm like, if you can't find a good man, what about me? Mm-hmm. So that tells you how tough it is out there.
Yeah, for everyone.
It makes me sad. Yes. That's all I'm saying. It just makes me
sad.
But
in our next episode, we're going to be talking about relationships.
Oh, I don't want to talk about relationships.
And that's where the juice is going to start guys.
Time out. Wait a minute.
So be ready for our next episode.
We're going too fast with
We're almost coming into an end for our episode of dating in 2024.
Yes. That was a good topic.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's just so much to cover.
Yes.
But I feel like we've covered what we can and we know.
Yes. Based on our own experience. Absolutely.
I mean, let me tell you, we can have over 20 episodes when it comes to dating in this generation.
Yes.
It's just too much. But we're trying to compromise. We're trying to put together what we know to make it easier for you. And hopefully, in our next episode, we'll bring somebody that's a professional that maybe might give us some tips and maybe things that we say that maybe as a man who's married, there's certain things that I want to understand too. And I will definitely love to have a professional mama. I think it will be amazing.
Absolutely. I have to say to my ladies and guys out there, two little tips that I can share to all of you when it comes to dating on your first time. If you're dating on or finding somebody on a dating app, please make sure you look that person up before you meet. Please make sure you search that person on social media.
What?
Okay, do not waste your time because then you're going to be surprised.
That's
and then you
want to
blame yourself for being surprised because you didn't do your research.
So you're trying to say you look up your man on social media?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're crazy.
Absolutely.
Girl, you're crazy.
Absolutely. What? I'm not wasting my time.
So what you do?
I am not wasting my time.
What is it called? So, Star 69 or something, whatever that code is called?
So tip number one for my girls out there, make sure you go to their social media. And if you see that this man that you are interested in.
That's interesting.
Has a bunch of pictures of only girls on their Instagram.
Oh, boy.
You already know that's a red flag.
All right. Okay. We got to go.
You already know.
Yeah. I think she's, I don't like this topic because I work with models.
You already know.
It's not my fault. I work with models and I'm married. Okay. I'm not doing
You already
crazy.
Know.
So you're trying to tell me, my woman was going through my social media and took forever just to make sure
you
I was not crazy?
Know. You already know.
Oh, my gosh.
You already know. And
oh, wow.
Just to finish. For my guys out there, okay, if you're looking for the right woman, do the same thing. Search them on social media.
Okay.
Go to their Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever it is that you find. And if this girl has a bunch of pictures of her, and some of those pictures are a lot of sexual pictures, that can tell you right there that they're looking for
L-U-S-T.
Others, they looking for others' men's attention too, not only yours, sweetie.
That's so
that's another red flag for you.
Yep.
But please make sure you search people up before you meet them. I'm just saying.
All right. So to close this, just so we can close this topic for today. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you all, and thank you to Out of Bind again for this amazing opportunity. And we just want to say. Again, as you said, dating is crazy.
It's difficult.
It's a lot of headache.
Yes.
It's a lot of ups and downs. If you need to focus on your career, that's okay. If you're not ready to date, don't rush. You know,
take
your time. Limit LUST and get to know your significant other, right? Especially if you're one of those that's looking for real love and just hang in there. Trust me, man or woman, or whoever your preference is, just hang in there. It's not easy to find the person for you.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Have an amazing day.
Thank you so much for
tuning
in.
Nothing but love, abundance, and all that you desire. Thank you again. My name is Kai, a.k.a. codename Kai, a.k.a. Sardes.
And I'm Giselle Zapata.
Oh, don't forget your social media. If they need to reach out to you, what is your social media?
Yes. So I'm going to be sharing with all of you all our videos that we're going to be posting on our social media.
But, gotcha.
You can find me as Giselle Zapata. That's how you can find me. If you struggle finding me, maybe
it's not meant to be. Okay.
It's not meant to be, and that's okay.
I've already given you mine. You can just find me at code name Kai, C-O-D-E, name like name, and then Kai. Again, my name is Kai, your host. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We out.